You're listening to SBS News.
A man renowned for his larrikin personality, late Australian Prime Minister Bob Hawke has been remembered at Parliament House, with all sides of the parliamentary divide uniting to offer condolences for a life well lived. Hailing him as a giant in the world of politics, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced $5 million to fund an annual scholarship in Mr. Hawke's name to offer 3 years of support for talented young Australians at leading Australian universities.
Australians loved him just as he loved them. There was a great romance that played itself out in every part of this land with Bob Hawke. They knew each other, he and the Australian people. They forgave each other. They understood each other's virtues, and they identified with each other's weaknesses. In Bob Hawke's own words, it was a love affair.
The longest-serving Labor Prime Minister, opposition leader Anthony Albanese, remembered him as a mentor to the party he once led.
He was at once our leader and our cheerleader. He was ahead of us, calling us on. And yet somehow he was also walking alongside us and for good measure giving us an encouraging push from behind. Bob was hardly a stranger to ambition, but his ambition embraced the rest of us. He knew we were capable of better and he knew we could do it together.
And remembered him as a staunch campaigner for equality.
Fighting apartheid was just one manifestation of Bob's loathing for racism. He knew our strength lay in unity, and he was always ready to fight those who sought to divide. When the dog whistle of racism was blown loudly, Bob responded in Parliament with thunder.
He is remembered fondly by Indigenous leaders, as opposition spokeswoman on Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, noted.
Bob Hawke offered a vision for an inclusive, forward-thinking Australia. He is able to tap into Australia's sense of fairness to find the rightful place for First Nations people. He transformed the conversation on land rights and self-determination.
In the Senate chamber, tributes also flowed. Liberal Senator Matthias Cormann remembered Bob Hawke as a man who crossed party lines.
One of the great strengths of our democratic tradition is that for all the rough and tumble of partisan politics, we are all able to identify individuals across all sides of politics who love our country dearly and work to make it a better place. In the life of the Honourable Robert James Lee Hawke, AC GCL, we see a love for his country that burned brightly and that was warmly returned by his fellow Australians.
Green Senator Richard Di Natale recalled the first time Mr. Hawke came into his own life.
Now here's my grandfather, fresh off the boat, young family, from Italy, post-war Italy, trying to start a life here, came here with nothing but a suitcase. And here was this bloke, Bob Hawke, who spoke to him and so many families like him, migrants from many different countries, who knew that this was a man who loved them, who cared for them, who respected them. He was a man who valued them and wanted them to be part of Australia's future.
And there was a moment of silence to remember a political legend, a moment that rose above the political fray.
Australia is grateful for the leadership and service of Robert James Lee Hawke. Australians all can rejoice for his life, having served his country tirelessly, diligently, selflessly, and passionately. May he now rest in peace.
Jennifer Shearer, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.